There are those who contend that democracy is something of a dirty word. Certainly, it's seen as the stuff of rhetoric, not reality. Nightly television scenes of the way that the much-vaunted democracy is playing out in Iraq and Afghanistan do nothing for its share price. Nor do bad headlines anywhere raise its stock, be it cash for honours in the UK, or even legislators hurling microphones and furniture at each other in one of your own state assemblies in India. Each morning I receive press clippings from around the 53-nation Commonwealth, and every now and then read headlines like these in each and every Commonwealth country. I was in Lesotho recently, meeting political parties before the February elections. I found it inspiring to see political opponents sitting around a table and committing one and all to nurturing their country's democracy. This is the secret of Commonwealth Africa's democracy, for all its flaws. Africa owns it, cares for it, and wants it to mature. So, where does all this good news meet the bad? And what is the challenge of 21st century democracy? I have two answers. First, let's keep the faith. Democracy isn't easy, but it's the best way we know to give individuals freedom, control over their lives, and opportunities to do better. It is work in progress, wherever it is, always evolving, often making mistakes, always adapting to circumstances. Second, let's try and nurture democracy at three levels. We have to support the forms of democracy, like free and fair elections. We have to support the institutions of democracy, like a parliament, a judiciary, and an executive, which are apart but work together. Responsible armed forces and police. An independent and responsible media. A lively civil society. And finally, we have to support a real culture of democracy, of citizens having a say in how they are governed.